I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you like to lie out on the beach in the summer? Or are you more likely to be found hiding in the shade? Well, how you answer might depend on how quickly you seem to get sunburnt. We all know that we should wear sunscreen when out and about in the summer to protect our skin and so reduce our risk of skin cancer. But new research from the Weill Medical College of Cornell might allow us to ditch the sunscreen at some point in the future. I'm Eva Higginbotham, and I spoke to Dr. Jonathan Zippin, a dermatologist and skin researcher, about his lab's key discovery in the science of skin.
There's two types of pigment that humans and animals make. One is called eumelanin and one's called pheomelanin. And the main difference is the eumelanin is protective against cancer and the pheomelanin actually induces cancer. They have different colors. The eumelanin's brown-black and the pheomelanin is yellow-red. That's what makes redheads redheads. They have a lot of that pheomelanin, and that's also why they have a higher risk of getting cancer. And a lot of us have this melanin in our skin. Even though we're not red-haired, we have it in our skin and our hair. It's just we don't notice it because that brown-black eumelanin masks that pheomelanin content. But it's there and it has the potential to contribute some risk of skin cancer.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do?
So what we did in the study was we had identified that this one particular signaling pathway, which is driven by a protein called SAC or SAC, is able to control the pH of different areas of the cell. So what we did was we took two approaches. The first was to knock out the protein, genetically delete it from mice and from cells derived from mice. And the other approach was to use drugs which block the activity of the protein. And we did that both in mouse cells as well as in melanocytes or pigment-producing cells from humans. And we chose humans that were both had a very dark skin tone and humans that had a very light skin tone. And so what we found is that by affecting this pathway, we can change that pH measurement and we can change the amount of the good melanin and bad melanin that's made in both cells derived from people as well as in mice.
Great. So you literally made the cell line, so the skin cells, look darker.
Correct. So quite literally, by blocking this protein, we're able to make pigment cells that are derived from light skin individuals look like those derived from dark skin individuals. So what we are hoping is that by further studying this pathway and with the knowledge that we can manipulate the pH of this organelle to alter pigmentation, we're hoping that we will not only be able to have some cosmetic benefit, we'll also be able to change this ratio, increase the good melanin, decrease the bad melanin, and prevent skin cancer risk in certain patients. But we also might be able to correct some of these pH defects that are the hallmark of diseases such as albinism. And so we're hoping that by better understanding this pathway and what this pathway is doing downstream of the protein SAC, we'll be able to develop better therapeutics for these diseases.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people will complain about having to use sun cream in the summer. And in a way, if you could find a way of sort of artificially or really, I guess, literally darkening your skin tone so you're less at risk of skin cancer. I mean, is that sort of a pie in the sky, long time in the future idea there?
Exactly. That's where we'd like to get to. The idea would be to increase the good melanin and decrease the bad melanin. So to be able to shift that ratio, maybe we wouldn't noticeably look darker. We wouldn't have a tan per se. But if we were able to reduce that bad melanin and increase the good melanin, there would be a presumed reduction in skin cancer risk, which would be nice because a lot of people don't want to look darker per se, but they would like to get less skin cancer, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the opposite, the people who might see this as a chance to skip the sunbed and instead to darken their skin artificially, like a fake tan kind of.
Right. I definitely think that that would be of interest to people who are looking for a way to have darker skin tone, but not necessarily run the risk of exposing them to ultraviolet light. I think, again, as we study the downstream targets of this pathway, I think we'll learn a lot more about how we can further manipulate to change pigment and skin cancer risk. And I also think we can merge this with other known therapies to really control the system in a beneficial way.
That was Dr. Jonathan Zippin from the Weill Cornell Medical College, and his paper was recently published in the journal Science Signaling.